Who's Hacked? The latest data breaches and cyber attacks powered by Cybercrime Magazine. I'm Paul John Spaulding, here with the editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine, Steve Morgan. On January 10th, 2022, ZDNet reported Grass Valley, California has announced an extensive data breach involving the social security numbers, driver's license numbers, and health insurance information of all city employees, former employees, spouses, dependents, and vendors. Also, anyone who gave their information to the local police department. Steve, what's your take?
Well, the first thing I'd like to share, Paul, is that in July of 2021, Grass Valley was hit by a cyber attack and they paid a ransom. So cybercrime isn't new to them. You'd think they'd be more prepared. Obviously not.
Well, you know, that brings me to my question about, as soon as you read in the article a little bit, you realize that spouses and dependents, even former employees were affected. I mean, we're talking about they're already familiar with a cyber attack. Is this typical? I mean, someone doesn't even work there anymore and their data is breached.
Well, one of the downsides of digital is that we store things, we store everything, and you have a historic archive. So no surprise that former employees are as at risk as current employees.
Now, Grass Valley released an update telling victims that the city is unable to verify whether a person's info was lost in the breach. Steve, what does this say about the incident itself? Maybe about, not to knock Grass Valley, but what does this say about the whole cyber incident?
Well, it's scary that they can't verify it. I guess my question back to them would be, well, why can't you verify it? Because I can, you can. There's a lot of public services that are out there that will let us see if our information is on the web.
You're talking like a have I been pwned type thing.
Exactly. That would be one of them. So I would just like to know if I am one of those people who is involved, maybe some more information. Why is it that I can't be told whether or not my information has been compromised? I think the fair thing to say, to play it on the safe side, is we've been breached. That's why we're talking about this. And chances are your information probably has been compromised. To say that there's been a breach and you probably haven't been compromised, that's kind of scary, because what we see in the media over and over and over again are two reports of every hack. There's the first report where people are talking to the media and they say it's really not that bad and everything is safe and secure. Just go to our Cybercrime Wire feed and you'll see it over and over again. And then months later, once the investigation is complete, there's a different accounting.
Well, Grass Valley, California, as you say, Steve, kind of a curious thing that they can't even tell the victims that who was breached in the attack. I mean, it's a little strange, but I appreciate you sharing your thoughts.
There is a reason, Paul, before we go, that most people aren't reporting ransomware attacks to the local police department.
I guess this is kind of a foreshadowing and whatever's before foreshadowing, a pre-shadowing of what's going to happen when you get breached.
Yes.
All right, Steve, thank you so much for giving us an overview.
Thank you, Paul.
To learn more about this cyber incident and others, go to cybercrimewire.com.